Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, right to the guest line for the quarterback, Drake May. Drake May on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this week?
Going on, looking forward to getting off the phone and enjoy the bye week. No offense, but
I'll say none taken, even if there might be a little taken. Anyway, great win last night on Monday Night Football. Did you feel like that might have been your most complete game of the year as a team, with all the contributions in the kicking game, offense, defense?
Yeah, I was proud of the guys. I felt like all three phases showed up, and it was good to get a win on Monday night, and look forward to the bye week.
Drake, I'm curious. Have you ever been hit or tuned up as hard as Jackson Dart was by Christian Ellis last night? Because that hit was loud.
Yeah, I mean, Ellis got him pretty good. I'm not sure if I've gotten hit that hard, but I got hit a couple times last year doing, running when I should have gotten down. So,
Drake, last night was a chilly game, obviously. You were out there in no sleeves, no gloves. Is that just who you're going to be, what you're going to be? Was that trying to make a statement? I know sometimes there's linemen that think it sends a statement if they don't wear sleeves. Was there anything there?
Well, I don't think it's a statement. Just, if I feel good in the weather to not wear sleeves, I'm going to try not to wear sleeves as much as I can to wear my usual uniform.
You know, Drake, fans tell us they love how together you guys play. And, Harold Landry even talked to the media about what a great fraternity it is, what a great locker room it is. What do you think is at the core of this team's togetherness and fraternity right now?
I think guys that genuinely care about each other. They care about each other off the field. We hang out outside of football. Our families hang out. Kids are always walking around, hanging around the team. And I think just, like I said, we care about each other. We want to play for each other. We want to win together.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. I know you had said you were looking forward to playing on Monday Night Football. What was the environment like last night at Gillette Stadium, the fans and the action?
Yeah, I think that's Gillette Stadium. Cold weather, night game, fans are into it, wearing the throwbacks, and good to give them something to cheer for and get a win.
So how do you feel like the week went, Drake, with all the different line substitutions? Obviously, I know you get a chance to practice with and be around guys like Vedarian and Ben Brown, and Garrett Bradbury was questionable leading up to the game. Seemed like the operation was pretty seamless last night. Must have been a good week of practice.
Yeah, I think those guys got a lot of reps last year. Velo, Ben Brown, I got full faith in those guys. I told them all week, we had a lot of reps last year, and I trust them, and I got full faith in them. I think they showed out, and just shows the next man up mentality that we got.
Drake, I wanted to give you a minute. I know it's been my cleats, my cause across the NFL over the last couple of weeks, and I know you partnered with Special Olympics. How did that partnership come about? Why did you go down that road with the Special Olympics?
Yeah, Special Olympics has been a thing that I've really cared about. I think it's It's really special with athletes that don't get the spotlight, you know, that we do, that we can shine light on, you know, inclusion, and know that their, you know, their flag football games are awesome, and we can support them, and know that just because they're facing, you know, a challenge in their life, that, you know, they still can't, you know, play the same game and have the same joy we have. So it was awesome to show support, and you know, my cause, my patron, I think it's a great cause, especially mixing what they do.
One of your teammates on defense actually had two different colored shoes. One of them was yellow, and every time he ran around, I kept thinking that the refs were throwing a flag back there. It was kind of a little confusing to watch on TV. Your deep ball to Kyle Williams, where would you rank that one in terms of your best throws in a Patriots uniform?
I probably think that's one of the best catches I've seen. I think the catch is better than the throw. You know, I probably made a tough run than it needed to be. He beat him off the line. I think the catch is better than the throw there.
Speaking of the crowd, what'd you think of the MVP chance last night?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing every week. Just trying to give him something to cheer for. And, you know, I just try to worry about winning and take it one week at a time.
Do you happen to have, like, in terms of pregame rituals, do you have, like, a favorite book that you read from? Is there, like, something you like to recite to yourself, maybe a biblical passage that you get into so you can get your focus and preparation for a game?
I think chapel. I think going to chapel, you know, the night before you know, the morning of the night game, using our teammates. I think we got a strong group that's, you know, really faith-driven, and, you know, I think we always pray in the locker room and do all those things. So, you know, nothing specific. You know, I listen to Christian music on the way in on home game, so that counts.
Drake, did you see anything on the practice field this week that led you to believe that your defense was going to come out sort of frothing at the mouth, and with the physicality they did, they seemed like caged dogs that were ready to explode on the Giants?
Yeah, I just think it's just, you know, kind of the mentality we want to bring. We're trying to build an identity, and I think we're building it, and we're on the way towards, you know, bringing it every week. And they, you know, the defense is a prime example of how we want to play, and the physical football and the brand of football we want to play.
After the game, Coach Vrabel did his podium media gathering, and he said I think the phrasing was he really appreciated having you on this team. So I just wanted to ask you in return, what is the most important thing Mike Vrabel has taught you as a man outside of football?
I think just battling back from adversity, whether it's in life, you know, on the field, you know, just bouncing back in the next, you know, moment in life, the next play on the field, and just being, you know, being able to, you know, be myself. I think that's one of the biggest things he's big on, being himself and not changing for anybody.
All right, Drake, it's time for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. You mentioned it. You're excited to get to the bye week and stop talking to us. So what do you have planned for the bye week?
Yeah, nothing much. Probably rest up, you know, hang with some teammates, and it'll be good to, you know, get some time off and watch some football.
All right, Drake, enjoy the bye. Get some time off, get healthy, get ready for the Bills, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Go fast.
Patriots quarterback Drake May, very excited to get off the phone with us and get into the bye week. Fitzy, he was looking to get some rest and relaxation and not play footsies with us on the radio, apparently, today.
Wow. Sorry to bother him, boys.
Yeah, want to enjoy phoners with two knuckleheads in the studio in Brighton after a huge win. May or may not.
Yeah, that was a may not, which is why we decided to forego the may or may not this week. Hopefully we can bring that back after the bye. Maybe he'll be rested and relaxed. 617-779.
Should we play it with each other instead?
Maybe we could do that. Let's do that. When we come back, Fitzy and Hart will throw the may or may not questions at each other so we can have some fun. We prepared. They're in the document. Damn it. We're going to use everything we prepared for. So may or may not, without Drake May, that's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.